Hey, I'm Terri Ann Richards, and this is the Balanced Perspective Podcast, where we share practical and down-to-earth advice on how to be happy, healthy, and successful, all from the inside out. Stick around. Hey, this is Terri Ann Richards, and you are here on the Balanced Perspective. Listen, I'm going to do something different than I suppose I've done in the past, and I'm just going to chat to you, you and me here, having a conversation about what it takes to be happy and successful in 2023. Heck, what it takes to be happy and successful in 2023 and beyond. Here's what I know. If you were to look at sort of the state of our communities, our organizations, our culture as a whole, we are the most unhappy we've ever been in the last 50 years. The most unhappy. And that's despite having access to connections with anybody all over the world, right? Through your digital interfaces, where opportunities are overly abundant. There's the opportunities at every freaking door. And knowledge is right there at the tip of your fingertips. Despite having access to opportunity and knowledge and connections with other people, we are the most unhappy. And I get in these conversations with people. And over the last few years, I've really been diving into the why behind like you are a smart, intelligent, ambitious, successful in your own right individual. And yet over 70% of you are unhappy. And so as I went down this rabbit hole and I started to really delve in and look at what is happening in society that is making us so freaking unhappy, what I realized is it kind of goes back to some fundamental norms that were created a long, long time ago that we have still decided to buy into, that we are still choosing to buy into. And one of those would be that success brings you happiness. And that is a load of bull. Now, first and foremost, let me start by saying, well, what the heck is success, right? Success to me, success to you, and success to anyone else we have a conversation with is very different. Success is actually a personal definition. Now, you can go Google it. You can look it up on the internet, and it's going to probably give you a definition. But the reality is what makes you and me feel successful, it's going to be different. But the struggle is where we're similar is we've been conditioned to believe that whatever it is that you decided that your definition of success is going to be, that's the thing that'll bring you happiness. And here's what I know about success. Success is attached to goals. It's attached to habits. I don't know how old you are, but I am 39 years old. Who I am today, the goals I have set for myself today, the success that I have decided, like, hey, this is success today, is a heck of a lot different than it was 10 years ago. Hell, it's different than it was 1 year ago. And so let's break this down logically for a second. If I say the thing that I'm going to achieve by the end of this year, which is going to be my definition of success for 2023, is also the thing that will make me happy, make sure I'm satisfied, ensure I'm fulfilled. Where lies the struggle is if I don't make it, well, then I'm not going to be very happy. But the other side of it is, if I do make it, chances are, if you are an ambitious, awesome human, you're going to have a new goal. So I've just wasted this entire year chasing this thing because it's going to make me happy. I'm going to feel super successful only to then put the next tier in front of me to chase. which I then have to wait to be fulfilled and happy because I don't have that yet. Now, stay with me here because I'm not saying don't go for it. I'm not saying don't have the goal for the $1 million business. I'm not saying don't go for the size 8 dress. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying don't attach your happiness to it. And here's where the word happiness and joy, they get interchanged a lot in my vocabulary, but let me break it down really what I'm saying here. Happiness to me is like an ever moving emotion. You know, you can be happy in one moment and not happy in another moment. You can be overly elated because of something you achieved, some success, some goal that you were able to bring to fruition, right? But a week later, a month later, that happiness, that level that you were at when it came, you know, imagine yourself winning $1 million. It's like, I won $1 million. But you know, like a week, a month, a year later, you're probably not at that level 10 of happiness, that's excitement that you had. So in my brain, that's happiness. Joy is this space that's kind of constant in you, right? It's derived from our ability to look at our life and find gratefulness and to see things through love and to feel seen, valued, heard in the spaces and places that you spend the most time, right? That's where joy comes from. And it's more of a constant, which means that when I'm doing things and I'm achieving things or not achieving things, that I don't really dip into this ugly space of everything is crappy, or I'm not successful, or I'm no good. And so I like to separate that just at least in your brain for a second, because I'm going to use the word a lot in these episodes. I talk about a lot in my book, Success Takes Courage. Happiness and joy, I interchange them because let's be clear, most of society right now is like, I just want to be more happy. Really what you're saying is I just want to have more joy. I want to have this constant state of joy. So I'm going to interchange them. But what I need for people to recognize, what I want you to recognize, is that we have to cut the tether between joy, happiness, and whatever it is that you want on the other side. If I'm a size 16 today, I got to find a way to find joy and happiness in that space on my path, on the pursuit of whatever size that I'm going after. If I'm a manager in a small organization and I want to make my way up through the ranks, I have to find joy and gratefulness and happiness where I'm at today on the pursuit of that next promotion that I'm going after. Why? Because I might not get it. And I should not be wasting the next 6 months of my life in a perpetual state of unhappiness or a lack of joy because I don't yet have that thing. I need to find the way to find the joy in the space that I'm in today on that pursuit. And I hope you're realizing what I'm saying here, because the studies are showing it. The stats don't lie, right? Like, look around you. People are struggling with their mental health. People are struggling with their financial health. People are struggling with their relationships. Consumerism is up. Substance abuse is up. Bankruptcies are up. We have a moment right here in front of us where, based on new decisions and new choices, we can start shifting, right? Shifting the way we look at our world. Because goals, success, they always move. You're not going to want the same thing in 5 years that you did today in your business, in your leadership, and probably in your life. It's going to shift and it's going to change. So we need to cut the tether and stop attaching my happiness, your happiness, to the thing that we're supposed to want to achieve. The thing that we're going to achieve should not be the thing that makes us happy. We need to learn to choose to be in a state of joy on a day-to-day basis. Now, here's the caveat to this. Here's like my disclaimer. You're going to have bad days. You're going to feel crappy. You're going to go after the thing, whatever that goal is, whatever that success post is, and you're going to fail. You're going to muck up and it's not going to work out. And you're going to feel crappy. That's okay. It's a feeling. Embrace it. Let it happen. But then go back to that state of joy. Go back to that state of, okay, I didn't get it yet. I didn't achieve it yet. Or I might never achieve it, but what can I do instead? The state of joy needs to remain. If you think of sort of the waves in the ocean, it's, you know, you're going to have ebbs and flows, but that state, that line that just sort of keeps you in balance, that's your joy. We need to remove ourselves from being so stuck in the state of when I get X, then I'll be happy. When I get Y, then I'll feel joy. Then I'll feel successful. No, you can feel joy right here, right now. A few ways that you can do that today. And I know you've heard it before, but I bet you didn't do it. Right here, right now, in your head, what are three things that you are grateful for today? Today, what are you grateful for? Another thing you can do is go do something good and kind for somebody else. Buy coffee for the person behind you in the Tim Hortons or the Starbucks lineup. Go volunteer. Go give your time and your energy into something that will fill up your cup. Another thing that really helps in giving you joy is to find ways to play more. Have fun. One of my core values is fun. It's number two. Why? Because I don't know about you, just because I'm an adult doesn't mean I need to grow all the way up. I'm still a big kid at heart. And so having fun, whatever your version of fun is going to allow you to be in that constant state of joy. Nourish your mind, your body, and your soul. What does that mean? Exercise, whether that's a 15-minute power walk every day, I don't care what it is you do, move your body. Nourish your body. Remember, your body's like a vehicle and the fuel is the food. If you are fueling yourself with some icky stuff, you're probably not going to be feeling all that great. And it's going to be hard to go down to that core of joy and nourish your soul. I don't know if that's meditation, if that's praying to Jesus, whatever it is, but nourish your soul. Give space and healing to heal and be connected to something bigger than yourself. Be that God, Buddha, Allah, whatever it is that's for you, you do that. Listen, this was just a little clip of you and I having a dialogue, having a conversation, real and raw. Just me trying to share some of my knowledge with you in hopes that you'll do something amazing with your day. Cheers.
Well, that's a wrap. If you are liking what you are listening to here on the podcast, hit subscribe. And if you're feeling extra kind, jump on up and give me a review. Cheers.